Talk to me.
Welcome back to Sign On WS Radio's Business Networking Radio with your host, Jesse Lipscomb.
And welcome back to Business Networking Radio right here on WSRadio.com. I'm your host, Jesse Lipscomb. Got a great show today. Joined in studio with my co-host, Sherry Malvestuto from Visiting Angels in El Cajon, doing great things. And joined on the line, Melissa Allen from Optimum Condition. Now, Melissa is with the LaTippa of East County Group. She is a personal fitness trainer and really making a big difference with folks out in East County. Melissa, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jesse. Thank you.
Yeah, now, Melissa, what got you started in personal training?
You know, looking back, I got my start back when my grandmother had a stroke, and I was the one who kind of helped her get back on track, and I'd attend all of her physical therapy appointments. And since that just motivated me to be able to help people, and she needed a lot of assistance after physical therapy, so that's what got me into the corrective exercise field.
Now, a little known fact about Melissa, she's a black belt in
American-style
kickboxing, and is a blue belt in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
You pretty much don't want to mess with her, but she can train you. Now, one of the techniques that you utilize revolves around deep stretching. What is that all about?
Well, the concept is that the more limber, more flexible you are, the less chance of injury that you're going to sustain. So we use a true stretch cage. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. They usually have those in a lot of physical therapy clinics, but it's a really neat, basically like a cage that you step into. You can do all kinds of stretches safely. And it's really cool because you always have 3 points of contact. So for someone who's maybe unstable, using a cane, or like say an athlete who has an injury, they're still not real stable, it's a great way to stretch rather than just trying to maintain your balance on one foot while you're stretching out, let's say, a hamstring or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Melissa, you've been able to partner up with a chiropractor and other people in the health field because it's all really, you know, sound mind, sound body, as you say, optimum condition.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, what advice can you give our listeners regarding perfect time of the year? It's January 1st is just around the corner. Everybody talks about New Year's resolutions, trying to get, you know, lose 10 pounds in 2011 or trying to get back into shape. What's some good advice for people that want to take back control of their physical health?
Well, I'd suggest starting out with baby steps. That way you don't set yourself up for failure. Pick something that you know is doable. Think about the time frame involved. Write it down. Tell people. It helps keep you accountable. And then, you know, go about achieving your goal.
I have to tell you, too, just a personal testimony, and this is why Melissa's on this show as well. I had to bring her on. She's my personal trainer, and I have noticed such amazing results just with her working with me more so than other trainers that I've had. I mean, her dedication, the way she's worked with me. I've taken off 10 pounds, but it's because the way that she works with me and motivates me and her techniques. I challenge everyone to go and work with her at least once, just to go in, talk with her. And she walks the talk. You see some trainers that, like, you know, they're in okay shape. Melissa is solid. She is just great. And, you know, Sherry, let's hit the punching bag a little. And I'm like, oh, this is just great. She just tasks you to do a little bit of everything. She's got this great dog, Fender, that's in there with her, too. She's great.
Yeah, Fender's our on-site certified therapy dog.
That's
he's a
right.
good boy.
Yeah, he's good.
Now, Melissa, you have a facility right there near the 67 in Broadway in El Cajon.
Yeah. It's a great location. It's right kind of where the 67 and the 8 meet. We're right near the Target center there and right across the street from Black Angus.
With a lot of health clubs in the area, what were some of the challenges you had as a business owner trying to get up and running?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm not a typical health club. We're a studio and a training facility, so you're never just coming in there and working out on your own. You're always with a trainer, or you are in an exercise class. So, yeah, one of the challenges was finding a place that was easily accessible, especially for people with special conditions, which is a lot of what I do. I needed a place on the first floor. I can't have them trekking up the stairs, and I wanted a place that had good parking and was visible. We also have a great area